Good morning. Welcome to Apple Turnover for May 1st, 2023. Happy May, everybody. The Mets didn't play yesterday. Another rain out. Makes doing a daily podcast a little tricky when there's not that much to talk about, but we'll find something to kill the next 3 or 4 minutes for you. Don't worry. The double rainouts mean that there will be a doubleheader today, in addition to another game made up later this season. For game one of the doubleheader, it appears to be a bullpen game with Denny Reyes starting. Game two, we'll see Tyler McGill start against Charlie Morton. We should mention Spencer Strider is pitching in the first game. So, yeah, pitching matchups not really in the Mets' favor today, but that's okay. Because of all of this, the Mets made a roster move. They optioned Jose Buto to AAA. They have not announced a corresponding move yet. Some are thinking this might be Steven Nogosic coming back from the IL since he is eligible today. There's also the chance that Buto is the 27th man of the doubleheader today, and therefore he will still have a chance to be a part of one or both of those games. Likely one, not both. If Jose Buto is the player playing in both games, things are very, very strange in Mets land. Stranger than we thought. But yeah, so this is also the week that, as we've mentioned before in the podcast, it looks like the Mets are getting a slew of returning pitchers, Max Scherzer, Justin Verlander, and possibly even Carlos Carrasco. So this will not be the last of the moves that will be happening this week. Because there were two rainouts, that means that Max Scherzer's debut, which was supposed to be today, return, was supposed to be today, will have to be tomorrow after the doubleheaders. And Verlander is supposed to be pitching one of the games in Detroit, but we don't know which one yet. And we still don't have a ton of information on Carrasco. I still think Carrasco is further away just because they're going to want him to have some rehab starts. But it's just good to see that the wheels of recovery are spinning right now. I don't know if any of these pitchers are going to be super effective in their first starts back. However, they're probably better than Jose Buto. No offense, Jose. He's becoming a real punching bag on this show, but, I will trust Justin Verlander at 40 over optimal Jose Buto any day of the week. So that's the story with the games today. The first one is at 1:10 this afternoon. And, a rare Monday doubleheader. I suppose for those of us who work from home, this is a nice way to spend a Monday. I will also say that it was a little bit hard to go a whole weekend without some baseball. I was out Friday night, got home for what should have been the last couple of innings of the game, but we all know that was cut short because of rain, and then no baseball Saturday or Sunday. It's tough, especially tough for your intrepid podcast hosts out there. So, say a novena or whatever for those of us that have to manufacture content, even when the Mets aren't playing. But we'll be playing two games today, so we'll have lots to talk about tomorrow, when I hope you will join me again. Go to patreon.com/homewardapplesauce to directly support this podcast. Follow me on Twitter @BrianEatsAnApp. And until next time, let's go Mets.